Good day, ladies and gents. You're listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about various crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAFAIR.
CGA, CGI, NSA, FBI, KFC.
You're just making shit up now.
Well, no, they're all real things. They're just not recovery.
Well, we're not speaking for them.
The KFC.
What is that?
Kentucky Fried Crack. I don't
okay.
know.
It ain't chicken. I saw it recently.
Yeah. Awesome. Welcome to Recovery 101. I'm Bruce B. with special guest...
Kylie.
And Mark. Awesome. Thanks for coming in, Kylie.
No problem.
She's like, no problem. She's, now, we have to explain Kylie. Kylie's a little different looking for the people on this show.
We're on
or
radio,
anywhere
Bruce.
Else in the world.
She just came off a, like at a car show, where she had a 1957
Desert Rose.
Oh, T-bird. Desert Rose. Oh, pardon me. Desert Rose.
Not pink.
I'm not pink. I do not roll in pink.
No, but you roll in black spandex and kind of a crop jacket top.
Fur collar.
Actually, on...
With the little mermaid hairdo. I like the look.
Thank you.
On my phone, I actually have a picture of her, the contact picture of her. She's got this faux leopard skin, like... hoodie on
with little ears.
Yeah, it's awesome. I saw a picture of her in a dragon outfit.
Dinosaur.
Well, you know what? You say dinosaur, but it looked dragon-esque.
When I'm smoking, it's a dinosaur or a dragon.
Oh.
Okay.
I see.
When you're not smoking, it's a dinosaur?
No, yeah. It's pajamas. When she's smoking, it's something to go out in. When she's not smoking, it's strictly.
I meant smoking cigarettes, but.
Well,
you know, because the dragons breathe fire.
Yes,
smoke.
That would be a horrible outfit to wear smoking anything else, because not that you would be attracting any attention.
Well, I was hiding in a tree, and it's all green, so it was actually perfect.
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, more peanut gallery. Hey, Mark.
It's the other Mark.
We've got our pregnant friend is here. She's like got like what, another month to go. She's gonna pop. We've got Laugh Track is over there in the corner.
And the other Mark.
Yes.
So.
And the other Mark. So where were we? Oh, so Shelley told you to be on the show that you should be honest.
Yes.
And you know, and her sponsor tells her that. And. One thing about Shelley is I've never heard Shelley be dishonest. Not since she quit drinking. I mean, about anything.
Because she listens to her sponsor.
And her sponsor sucks.
Her sponsor does suck.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Becky sucks. We say that in jest. I hooked her up with her sponsor. But matter of fact, I tried to hook you up with your sponsor.
You ended up actually doing so. You were right. I think Shelly just had to warm up to me, though.
No, Shelly doesn't need to warm up that much. She's, you know, you'd be surprised.
Well, but you're so reserved. I mean, it's tough to get to know you.
Ha.
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 Ha. Big, now it's passed by a few weeks. The big fight was on. You know.
Be it as it may.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's exactly the way that everybody that I heard that knew anything about boxing said exactly how it was going to be. Is Floyd is going to have this spectacular defense, and he's going to hit him enough times to get him points, and Pacquiao is going to throw everything he can at him, and problem is he's not going to hit him very much. And that's pretty much the way it went. And I was, that was the best $89 I ever saved.
Were you thinking
like
about
I
watching
a bet
it?
For $89.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm on the record on the show stating how that fight was going to turn out.
Yeah.
Where were you instead of the fight?
I was at X2O. Cafe X2O in Glendora, California.
Before that?
At work?
Oh, before that. Oh, listen.
What?
Before that, I was at, now I'm trying to remember the name. It's not War Pig. What is it?
The Evil Pig Barbecue Catering Service.
The Evil Pig Barbecue Catering Service, where they had the pulled pork was good. That's what you suggested, but the tri-tip was rocking.
Yeah.
The tri-tip is my thing. And they had, you know, other goodies too, mac and cheese and stuff. And that was, there was a really strange guy there, though.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird. I'm kind of used to that kind of stuff at this point. Working the catering company at breweries.
Yes.
You know, guys coming up and telling me that they bag groceries at Vaughn's. And
he goes, I deliver groceries. It like walks up out of nowhere. I deliver groceries. And we're like, oh.
Okay. If I need anything, I'll call you.
That's nice. And sometimes I lift 60 pounds of groceries at a time. It's almost like he's like, argh. You know, it's like he's gonna flex. Sometimes I lift 60 pounds worth of groceries. I'm like, really? I move mattresses all day.
Was he showing off for you, Bruce?
I think he was showing off for Kylie.
No, I think it was showing off for you.
Although it's kind of hard to tell because he's looking. I mean, he's an interesting cat.
I tried not to look at him.
I think he came out to see if your dad was there. Dad's a good-looking man. You know what that means?
What's that mean, Bruce?
It's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. That was not too bad. That was way better than...
That's the best. You got the best guest dudes on the show.
Yeah. Chris had a wee bit of an issue with the dudes.
Yeah.
And Chris, who's like a musically oriented guy, plays instruments, was in a band. He didn't get it.
His
right,
dudes had
even a little
no
bit.
Rhythm.
That's weird because I'm completely tone deaf, so...
You were on?
Thank you.
That's okay. Okay. Shout-outs. Lee, Bill, Fran, Georgette, Joey, Dan, Stryker, Elizabeth, Phil, Kay, Brian, Mark, Greg, Randy, Carol, Natalie, John, Alexandria, Dakota, Lori, Faith, and our number one Fran.
Our number one Fran's around again?
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have you back, Fran.
Actually, the thing she sent me, I'm pretty sure, was sent by a spam email program, though, because when I went to click on the link to go to the Boozy News story...
Your computer blew up?
It went to warning, this is an attack site.
Oh. But you shouted her out anyway.
I absolutely.
Because it's Fran.
This is from Brian. Brian all of a sudden has become our correspondent from Florida. Coral Gables.
Florida.
Florida.
A Key Largo Florida. Man is suing the hospital. After they found his amputated leg in the trash.
What was he going to use it for?
Well, that was the very first thing I thought. I'm like, it's already amputated. Why are you all tore up about this? But what happened was the police show up at his pad to ask him why his leg is in the trash. Now, he's suing for
a leg?
Emotional distress.
A leg?
Yeah.
An arm and a leg.
He claims emotional distress. The lawsuit claims the man suffered an invasion of privacy, embarrassment, and humiliation because of the incident. They're supposed to incinerate the leg, but apparently not.
Humiliation?
Yes.
Was his dick tied to it or what?
I don't know.
Because that'd be humiliating.
Well, and of course, we had to add to the end of this.
That depends.
In this lawsuit, the hospital may not have a leg to stand on.
You worked on that all day, didn't you?
No, I worked on it for about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Which, you know, it had that kind of flavor to it.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Okay, I found this one. Here's this kid who is 8 or 9 years old.
Okay.
he went swimming in Florida. Went swimming in Florida.
Yeah, where did he end up?
He was on a bike ride. He decided to take a swim in a restricted area of Lake, oh my God, Tohopikakalagiligia.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
In Florida. When an alligator grabbed him from behind. A 400-pound alligator.
Ooh.
The 9-year-old fights off the alligator. Starts punching him in the nose, at which time the alligator opens his mouth a little, allowing the kid to escape. So he fights his way off of a 400-pound alligator.
Did they later become friends?
No, but he swam to shore, and in his leg was quite a large alligator tooth.
Oh.
And he wanted to keep it, but the guys in Florida said they want the tooth because when they find the alligator that attacked the kid, they're going to destroy it.
The tooth?
I think the kid should get the tooth back.
Or the alligator.
Wear it as a trophy.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
He mostly got superficial wounds, but he said he thought someone was tugging on his leg from behind. They were.
They were, yeah. Excuse me.
I was thinking maybe it was a, you know, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, the bobcat that grabbed the shark out of the water? Florida.
I like that. Florida.
Yeah, Florida. That's a vacation waiting to happen right there. He spoke to people in the news media wearing his Spider-Man outfit in the hospital bed, which was pretty cool because he's wearing the Spidey outfit, and he's like, yeah, I fought off the 400-pound alligator. He was acting all nonchalant. He's like, yeah, I beat the alligator's ass. He didn't say that. Lori Faith, who was on the show a few weeks ago, sent this in.
Okay.
Also in Florida. Everything's out of Florida.
Everything weird is in Florida.
Thief sneaks ice cream cooler past a sleeping store clerk.
The whole cooler.
Oh, yeah. Like, big, giant ice cream cooler full of, like, you know, Dove bars and Ben & Jerry's and a, let's see.
Do they not sell alcohol there or what?
The cooler itself is worth almost $3,000, not counting the ice cream in it. So they have footage of him, and he sees the guy is totally asleep, and he very carefully just starts rolling it across the floor, props open the doors, rolls it outside, rolls it, he puts a ramp down on his truck, rolls it right up into the back of his truck.
And drives away.
Of course, the truck license plate. Wait a minute.
Kylie's going through wardrobe changes during the show.
Kylie's wardrobe change.
We're on the radio, you know.
None of us were paying attention.
You know how your feet feel after you drive a 57 T-Bird around all day in creepers?
No.
Well, the shoe.
Tell us.
She changed the shoes, dude. Look at this. She looks like a completely different person all of a sudden. Wow.
She still cues a button, but, you know, it's.
Well, you know what? We're going to.
A creepy button.
Yeah, a little bit. But.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to tell Shelly? You missed it. Kylie got completely changed in the middle of the show. Right in front of everybody.
She may not be overly surprised by that.
She might not be.
Sounds like a typical day.
Shelly would be like, oh, and I missed it. So anyway, they arrested the guy because his license plate was. And he flipped off the security camera because you got to make sure you do that. So that you know you're being filmed, so that you know your license plate has been filmed as well.
Yeah.
So, not none too smart. This is awesome. Bill sent this in. Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper. It's a 100-year-old pub. It just got its name changed.
Go ahead.
A lot of people in the town not happy with the new name.
What's the new name?
The Doric in Merseyside was bought by At Will Pubs, who decided to call it The Cock and Semen. The Cock and Semen. Now, this isn't the first time that the At Will company has changed the name of a bar to something a little different, questionable.
Is it a picture of a chicken and a sailor?
In Birkenhead.
I would think so.
Just the town right there, Birkenhead.
Birkenhead.
They have a bar called the Cock and Donkey. And there's one called just The Cock in Macclesfield and The Cock and Pullet in Oxton. Are you sensing a theme here? I'm just saying. Despite the new name, locals say they will still refer to the pub by its original name, The Dork. Which, oh, interesting. I forgot that we have a...
The washer on in the back of the studio?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. You know what?
I thought it was the sea breeze at first.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's the surf, clearly. Forgot all about that. Yeah, that's good. You know what it sounds like? Sounds like a really, like Andre the Giant after about 60 beers. He's just peeing.
That's a big hole.
Yes, that is. If I wasn't in the middle of doing something, I'd probably turn it off.
No, that's okay. At this point, let's just leave it on.
Yeah, it's been on for a while, so yeah. I guess it does. And you know what will be funny? We probably won't hear it. You never know.
Yeah, I'm betting we do.
The owner, Edward Atkinson, had high hopes for the newly reopened pub. Let's not forget, pubs are meant to be a fun place to be, and what's more fun than cock and semen?
Doesn't sound like one of my more enjoyable times, but okay.
Now, this is the greatest quote ever, I think. But, you know.
We know how you are.
The last thing that he said about it is, I truly hope that the cock and semen will be embraced and enjoyed. Dubuque,
Iowa?
Yeah.
Iowa?
Police arrest a teen for drunk driving.
Okay.
He crashed just after 2 a.m.
Okay.
Took out some city signs. Police chase reached speeds of nearly 50 miles an hour, which doesn't really sound that fast. Except he's on a street sweeper.
Yes.
He stole some guy's street sweeper.
Was he dressed as a pirate?
No.
No.
No, we didn't get anything like that.
Okay.
They tried to pull him over several times, but he did not want to stop. And unfortunately for him, he ran into something, was ejected from the street sweeper.
Ooh, that's a fall.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were kind of high to start with. But he got operating while intoxicated, driving a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, and eluding police. Like he had a chance of getting away in the street sweeper.
Yeah. I'm going to outrun him.
This is from Bill. Kind of disgusting. Well, actually, kind of horrific, actually.
Okay.
You're familiar with the company Bumblebee? Bumblebee Tuna?
It's a tuna company.
Yeah. I hate tuna.
Okay.
Well, you really hate it now after you hear this.
Mm.
So, Jose Molina was performing maintenance in a 35-foot-long oven.
This already has bad written all over it.
At the company's Santa Fe Springs location, which is
local,
not too far, a supervisor noticed Molina 62 is missing, and an announcement was made on the intercom to search for him in the facility in the parking lot.
Yeah.
According to a report by the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health, his body was found 2 hours later after the pressure cooker, which had reached temperatures of 270 degrees, was turned off and opened.
Oh, how was he?
Hot.
Medium rare. Plant operations director and former safety manager were charged with 3 counts of violating. How did you guess he was dead?
At 270 degrees?
Yeah, after 3 hours.
After 3 hours?
Yeah.
If he wasn't dead, he was perfectly tanned.
Stick a fork in him.
Yeah.
Because he's pasta.
Yeah.
Because I know my prime rib at 270 degrees after about 3 hours is pretty much medium rare.
Pretty done.
Yeah.
The problem is Anytime I would be going to eat, see, you're safe, Kylie, because you don't eat tuna.
Not canned tuna.
No.
Okay.
You eat sushi tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because there you go. Know anybody in the future has a percentage chance of getting tuna that was pressure cooked in the exact same
with Jose?
As Jose Molina, which is...
Wow, this is just an ad for Starkist, isn't it?
I mean, it's not so bad. Have you ever tried human?
Actually, I don't know if the story made it in here. Do you know that there's only one state in which cannibalism is illegal? And you know what state that is?
What is it?
Idaho. It's the only one with anything on the books. It's like, I don't know what caused Idaho to think they needed to put that on the books. But apparently in California,
all the forest?
It's completely okay.
I don't think it's completely okay.
Well, because, and I don't know who or why would do this, but there's something about eating placenta. You ever heard of that?
It's good for you.
That's what, apparently, it's supposed to be super good.
Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't catch me eating it. Patrick, possibly, Zen is about to give birth. Patrick's going to be like, hey, having a barbecue.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Guess what we're having?
Oh.
That's why I hang out in hospitals
and
all
actually,
night.
You know what? I want to put a thing out to Jose Molina's family, you know, that we're sorry we're making light of this, because it's horrible. I mean, it's a fucking horrible thing. But I ain't eating any bumblebee tuna. And we're going to stop right there. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
She has no idea what she's talking about.
No, she wouldn't.
That's what happens when.
No, I don't listen to music.
Your Perfect. Father would get that. It's a theme song from a TV show from the 70s.
What TV show?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
I also don't watch TV.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
What do you do for fun?
So what TV show it means doesn't really mean anything.
I hula hoop.
Do you really?
I do.
Really?
Yes. I'm not good at it, but I do it because it's fun.
Okay.
Somebody actually has all of my hula hoops, including my professional hula hoop right now. So
now
it's been a tough couple
You're
days.
You're not very good and you have a professional hula hoop?
This chick had a big crush on me and she also had a lot of money.
Okay.
Well, now.
We should get more into this.
Wait, there could be a different topic now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that topic will be yet.
We'll do a little big town thing. Girl crush. Yeah.
Girl crush. We have to have Shelly here for that, though. We do.
Yeah, I'm heterosexual, so.
She goes, but if you want to buy me something, I'll make you believe maybe I'm not.
Well, I also let her walk me around on a leash. So.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what the thing in your nose is? Is that a lead so you could just hook
That's
to it?
That's the one she
No,
was
she
wearing.
Got me a really nice leather
collar?
Collar with a fur lining, yeah.
That's the one she was wearing the dinosaur costume with.
Awesome.
Right?
Dragon.
Absolutely she was.
Mm-hmm.
How's that cupcake, by the way?
It's damn good.
Oh, see, sometime when we're doing this topic, we're going to hear me talk like this because I'm going to be eating cupcake.
Yeah.
So, Mark, we have a topic.
We do. It was Kylie's topic.
Yes. Kylie, introduce your topic.
Entitlement.
Ooh. Okay.
And entitlement in, like, what way? Why? How do you want to attack this?
Attack, Kylie, attack.
Or cover.
You know, when somebody kind of expects that they are deserving of something, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. We see a lot of that.
We do.
How about the people, like, when they first get... Oh, I have a perfect example.
Go ahead.
Because I thought this way. I get sober. I've got a couple weeks sober. My parents will not let me into their house. And I'm like, but I'm sober. I'm doing everything right. My mom's like, when you get a year, you can come into my home again. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, I'm sober. I'm doing it good. And what I'm forgetting is they have zero trust level for me. But I'm thinking because I'm sober, I should have a tremendous amount of respect and you know, believability with these guys. And I don't. Yep. But I'm pretty sure I should.
Yeah. Yeah. Ma ain't it grand without the wind quit blowing?
Exactly. That's yeah. exactly it. Yeah. Now that I've got, you know, 11 days of sobriety, you should be treating me like I'm gold. And not so much.
Yeah. It's or how about I've finished the steps. Because I love how many times I hear that in meetings. I finished the steps.
Yeah, I don't get
wrong.
That.
Wrong.
Yeah, no, you know, I worked 1 through 12. I finished the steps. Now I should have some level of something in the rooms.
Yeah, no. That's one of my favorite words now. Actually.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
It should be in the Urban Dictionary. Yeah, no. Yeah, like, why should you get any... You know, there's other people that are currently working their steps continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about you, but I'm not even done with all my steps. There's some of the lagging ninth step where I still haven't found everybody, you know. Because my feeling is, if you haven't made every amend, then you're never really done with that step. And there's some people that...
And I'm not visiting cemeteries on my vacations.
Well, the thing is, too, it's so. Like what my sponsor told me is, you know, even if you can't find them or if they're dead, they're like, you can always, you know, like, for instance, I had an amends to make to my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandmother's been gone a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a letter, took it up to Forest Lawn Cemetery, read it mm-hmm. at her gravesite. But there's other people who I may never find. Dope guys and all kinds of, I mean, people I don't really want to make direct amends to anyway. Yeah. And they're like, my sponsor was like, so take commitments at meetings. I'm like, why is that going to help me make amends? And they're like, because you're going to help other people not to make those kind of errors with even more others.
If you owe a guy money and he dies and you write a check and throw it in his coffin, does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No, it has to be cash.
Oh, it has to be
cash. Well, maybe he decided not to cash it.
I'll write the check to cash.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You wouldn't want to write the check to cash. Because you know what?
Somebody's going
to
find it.
Some guy that's embalming him or something's going to be like, oh, look, a check to cash. Nice.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, when you said you had a few days sober and you expected your parents to let you back into the house.
Yes.
See, with me, it was the other way around. Someone had a couple days sober and expected me to go back to the house.
To their house.
Their house.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
How'd that work out?
I just left again. I went back. I learned my lesson.
Well.
Okay.
It happens. I mean, how many times, Mark?
Yeah.
Thousands.
I see it all the time.
Yes, someone was asking me the other day, how many times have you seen it with someone, you know, like the first year recovery romance thing? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know exactly how many. It might be 500 times. It might be 300 times. It might be 700 times. It's a lot of times. And then you say, well, how many people have you seen it work with? One hand for sure. And maybe only about half of a hand.
Maybe.
You know. And one of them was Shelly and I, and that's only because...
Well, you guys were already together before.
We were already together.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Well, it almost counted because you know what?
So
she told me at one point, she said, I'm thinking about going to Ohio. And I said, okay. I said, all right. And she goes, really? And I'm like, yeah, really. You want to go?
Go.
Go. Because I don't want to be, I'm not going to live in a house with an alcoholic again.
Yeah,
I did that road once before.
Yeah,
I lived with myself before, and that sucked.
Yeah, well, that's a...
By yourself?
In
or
a
just
tree.
With yourself?
In a tree. And we're not talking like some bitchin', you know, in a tree, Facebook post with a tree house in it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're talking
about
a tree.
You had a name for the tree, right?
The Mother Tree.
The Mother Tree.
It's in the Panhandle Park of San Francisco, right at the bottom of Clayton Street.
They made a movie that had it in. It was called Avatar.
The Mother Tree.
Wasn't that the name of the tree in that, the Mother Tree?
Yes, that's where the name came from.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
It's not originally my name. It was actually a few friends of mine that found the tree.
Did you wear, like, the blue makeup and go up in there? That would have been awesome.
I actually did meet a girl who dyed herself blue when I was up in San Francisco.
You near Haight Ashbury? Or Asbury, I mean?
Right above it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
3-minute walk.
Yep.
Was
Terrible
there acid
place.
Involved with that?
No, she was actually a goth girl who dyed her skin blue.
What was her level of entitlement? I can go blue today, like all blue.
I'm going blue. Don't laugh at me.
What was this song? There's some song called Blue. I'm blue. Yeah.
So what are the things with entitlement? I mean, it's like, and what's the thing about people for some reason thinking that they're going to get through their steps?
I don't get
that.
Steps
just end? That once you hit
they
the,
do when you die.
Yeah. It's a process. It doesn't stop. It's an ongoing process, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, like step 12, like that stops.
Yeah.
Oh, I helped three people. That's my limit.
I'm done.
My quota's done. Those three guys.
Well,
anyone else asks me for help, F them.
The steps end in a spiritual experience, but I had my spiritual experience, and I haven't gone through the steps yet, so why don't I just stop now, right? Because it's an ongoing process.
Okay.
Yeah, you should throw that statement up to Shelley and see what happens.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe I'd stop because I already had my spiritual experience.
That's right.
Shelley will whip out the can of whoop ass.
I have plenty of things that she's going to whip out some whoop ass on me for. I don't need one more.
Anything you can share tonight?
Like I said before, you know, continuously putting myself back in a bad situation, but it did not take long for me to learn my lesson. And, you know, it's...
And congratulations on learning that lesson, because a lot of people don't, and they end up loaded.
Having to leave that house was the hardest thing I have done in my recovery, harder than getting clean.
Clean.
Harder than making the decision to quit using. Much harder.
I believe that.
My parents have never seen me in such distress, seen so much emotion. And I have that emotion because I'm clean and sober.
Yes.
So I feel now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
You know, I used to hear someone say, you know, people think because they say, you know, that you're going to feel better in recovery, that somehow that means everything's going to be good. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel it better, whether it's good or bad. If it's bad, you're going to feel the bad better.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel the good better. Everything feels better.
Horrible
things, you can feel them more better. And good things, you feel better.
And the problem is people don't realize at first about that term, this too shall pass. Applies to when things are bad and applies to when things are good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and again, here's in with the topic of entitlement, people that say, well, why isn't it all good all the time? Well, dude, life isn't all good all the time.
Life's
if it's all good all the time,
fair.
No one would ever have any problems. And it's like you think because you're sober, you're entitled that everything should go just swimmingly all the time. Mm-hmm. Like somehow God has picked you to be. To get more rewards than anybody else.
I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
I already quit using. I quit drinking. I don't deserve this pain, you know.
Right.
I don't deserve this.
And here we are. We F things up forever.
Yeah.
And we think that we should have it all good now. And it's like, if you look at it logically, if I was a higher power, which of course I'm only in my own mind, you look at someone and you're like, okay, I got two people. This guy's lived a pretty decent life his whole life. You know, he's had kids. He's really done the right thing. He's donated to charities. And this guy was a effed up freaking alcoholic who just tore up everyone's lives. Why would I give him all the good shit? I'll give it to this other guy over here.
Because he's entitled.
Yeah, not so much.
To it.
If I was a higher power, I would be sitting at this big, like, computer program.
Oh.
And when someone's downloading something really big on the net, I would have the disconnect button. And, like, right when it's about to be downloaded all the way, I'd hit click.
And that is why you are not a higher power. Right there.
See, if I was a higher power, I'd have this big game of whack-a-mole in front of me.
Whack-a-mole.
Guy starts to get up and just...
If I was a higher power, I would wear a dinosaur costume and I would live in a tree.
You've already done that.
Hey.
Oh.
My God.
God. No, I had a serious God complex then. It was amazing. You know, I think I sat in that tree because nobody could see me from outside of the tree, but I could see everybody.
That's oh, you really were godlike.
Until I jumped out of the tree, then people would just be like, where the hell did
where
that
were
tree
you?
Come from?
Yeah. Where were you?
That sounds like a tree that's made for coke addicts.
Meth.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. So they're moving the branches apart a little bit, peeking out. I'm pretty sure there's someone down there. Yeah, there's a whole effing city down there.
But
so you're in the middle of San Francisco, bud.
The crazy thing is, I know that someone else used that tree the way that I did, because there was an instance where it was probably about 3-4 in the morning and I was up in my tree doing my drugs, and the cops rolled through the park on the grass, and they were circling the tree like sharks. And so, you know, I had my pipe and I climbed all the way to the top of the tree and I stabbed my pipe into the tree. And I put all the drugs in the pipe, melted it to the pipe, then jumped out of, you know, so I had nothing on me when I came down from the tree. And I just told him, sorry, I was up in that tree, going back to school now, because my school is like a block away.
You weren't
like,
in
whatever.
A dinosaur costume, right?
No, I was not. However, I went back the next day to the tree to get the pipe.
And it was gone?
And it was gone.
No.
So I made somebody's day.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You were godlike. You were godlike.
And that was almost just as fulfilling, if not more, than finding the pipe. You know, knowing that I helped someone else out.
Do you know that
guy?
And you know what? I think the higher power thing is closer than you think, because I can almost guarantee the guy said, "Oh, thank God, look what I found."
No. Thank the dinosaur.
Thank
the dinosaur.
Guys like thank that T-Rex.
People started to recognize me. Oh, you're that chick with the dinosaur costume. That's me. Random people on the street.
That would be you. So now, Mark, you got any sponsees now or before with the outrageous sense of entitlement?
Just the one sitting over here by me.
Oh, the laugh track?
I happen to know for a fact that's not true.
What?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, there could be another one.
There could be. I'm not far enough along yet to know.
Actually,
but.
You know what? There's more other ones, too. I remember a guy that thought he was entitled to go hang out at New Year's Eve in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
At about a week sober or whatever.
No, he finished. He had just finished his fifth step with me. Mm. And said he was going to New York with his girlfriend. And I was like, how do you feel about that?
There's already two things wrong with this situation.
New York,
he's going with his
New Year's,
girlfriend.
To New York for New Year's Eve?
And going to Times Square for New Year's Eve. That is fail written on both of them.
And then he says, I feel uncomfortable about this.
But I'm going to go anyway. You know why? Because he's entitled to stay sober, if he even uncomfortable.
That's right. No, he's entitled to go to Times Square for New Year's.
Yeah. And how'd that work out for him?
Well, I kind of told him that I didn't think he was going to even make it to New York.
And he didn't, right?
And he didn't.
Didn't even make it to New Year's Eve.
No, he barely made it past Christmas. But he was, I'm going. And he got there, and she literally left him sitting on a curb.
Good for her.
With his return plane ticket in his pocket.
Was she in program?
No.
See, she's smart.
But she had been around it long enough. No, yeah, she's smart. She's a normal girl. You know what normal girls do when you do that? They leave you on a curb.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's true.
Yeah. Kylie's giving me that look.
I did the same thing. And I'm not a normal girl.
Well,
what's normal?
Yeah, and I was going to say, and you did
the opposite of me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and you did the same thing on which time?
Which time?
We actually had a friend.
I stopped counting, but I eventually gave up. But the reason that I stayed there, I guess that rings true then, because it was because of the program, you know, because I believed in the program, but it's not my recovery.
You knew it was working for you.
Exactly.
And the hope is that it's working for them as well.
Right.
We have another friend, Sponsy, sister of yours, who was running into a similar thing. She, I guess, eventually learned, but oh my God, you know, she's involved in this relationship. This guy is, you know, without getting into too much detail, is fairly abusive, flips over a table in a restaurant on, like, the first week they're dating or something. I'm like, wow. And it took her, like, 27 tries to be like, oh, I shouldn't be with this guy.
I am not that bad. Because the first time it happened, it's the first time. I am guilty for giving people more chances than they deserve, typically. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one that gets hurt when I do that. But it didn't take me long to catch on because I have left multiple times. My mistake was going back.
Right.
Not staying left.
However, I also learned very quickly from that one. It took me probably about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Until I dropped everything. The relationship, the house, took all my stuff and bounced.
Yeah. Now, do you think, you know, in with the topic, did you think, you know, now I'm recovered, I got this guy, I'm entitled to this kick-ass relationship?
Yes.
And then when it was kind of going sideways, it's like you're fighting inside your brain. You're like, I'm still entitled to this kick-ass relationship if just everything would go the way I plan.
The problem that I figured out was, I believe that we do deserve each other, but when he is in his disease, he is not himself. He's not the person that I want to be with. And so once I figured that out in my head, it made it a lot easier to make the right choice.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the thing about boy meets girl in rehab.
You mean tweaker meets cop?
Yeah. You know, boy meets girl in rehab. And when you're just getting newly clean and sober, everybody's great to be around, but the chances of both you staying clean and sober
not that great.
Are not that great. So somebody's going out. And
misery loves company.
And misery loves company, and they want you to go with them.
Yeah, the fact you didn't go out is better than what happens to most people.
That's the best part, because everybody on the outside looked at us and said, that chick is going out. Everybody.
I didn't.
That's because you two are special. You're everybody.
We come in a little yellow.
A little short bus with hockey helmets on. Yeah,
we wear helmets.
I think most people were very surprised at how this turned out. But
if you ask your sponsor, she will tell you that I was impressed at the way you handled that. Impressed. Because I told her, I said, she wants recovery as much as anybody I've ever seen, because it's probably the hardest thing ever to do, to drop all that stuff because it's not working. And you did it. You know, I mean, I've seen, you don't know how many times I've seen relationships crash where the other person who wasn't getting loaded, I'm going to get loaded. Because then if we're both in the same mindset, we'll be good.
Well, we're also very lucky because we have completely opposite drugs of choice.
Yeah. That's so true.
So that made it, you know, it made it easier for me to say, you know, him relapsing isn't going to push me out, but it also made it easier to, you know, make more reasons why it was okay to stay with him when he was struggling.
Right.
But I don't think that our relationship deserves to be placed in the category with the rest of them, you know, the 500, 700, 300.
Because yours are different.
Because she's got a sense.
Because we're entitled.
She's got a sense of entitlement to that. I was just thinking, I'm like, you see how she brought that right back around to
the
topic?
She did. She did. So.
Yeah. And you know what? Every person that I know that has gotten in a relationship in the first year has thought that way. I'm not in with that group.
I had a guy I sponsored. Boy meets girl in rehab. They both got loaded, went back out. He went back into rehab. Met a girl in detox.
Beautiful.
Boy meets girl in detox. He was crazy about her. Oh, shit. And so after they got out of the recovery place, he Googled her. You ever heard of a website called Glory Hole?
I have not, but I am familiar with the term. Is she a star on that
She's
site?
She's a star on that site.
Do you ever... Never mind. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I said, well, he goes, I couldn't brush my teeth enough times.
I couldn't brush my teeth enough times. Either could she.
Yeah.
The only reason that I said that about my particular relationship was because, unlike most relationships in the first year of recovery, it began and there was a lot of time where it was just a friendship. And both of us will literally, to our graves, say that there was absolutely no intention for probably about 2 months.
Oh, a long
including
time.
Being in rehab. And we just happened to be really good friends, and he is also very close with my parents,
mm-hmm.
very close with my parents, and doesn't have a lot of support from his family or friends at that, and asked my parents if they would continue to support him even though we are not together, and also asked me to continue to support him as a friend. And unlike any relationship that I have ever been in, which, even though I might only be 20 years old, had a lot of relationships. I'm capable of being just his friend. And it may end up that we continue to be just friends.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to have expectations.
I hear his sponsor's sketchy.
I know it's
definitely
sponsor.
Creepy, but...
By the way...
Yeah.
What would your final words on... entitlement be? Is what we call epic pause. This is normally where Shelley goes, go to Mark.
You get what you deserve.
Ooh.
Thank you
I'm
so
screwed.
Much. Thank you so much.
I'm screwed.
Because my final words were, the thing about entitlement is we think we're deserving of something. If I actually got what I deserved, I don't want to be anywhere near getting what I deserve.
But you will.
No, unfortunately, I didn't get what I deserved.
Exactly where I was going with that as well. It's like, man, if I thought for a moment that I'd get what I deserve, it's just like I said earlier. The guy that says... You know, the higher power is looking down and goes, this guy did pretty much everything right his whole life, you know. And this guy's been a jacked up cocaine addict, alcoholic, just screwing everyone over. Who am I going to give the good stuff to?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, you're speaking of material.
I mean anything. Yeah.
Do you know on a drive to Vegas and back how many felonies I could have picked up?
Probably still.
No.
Driving over 85
is
a felony.
I swear to God she reckless was over 18. Drive? No.
Well, no, actually, reckless driving is not a felony, is it?
Is it?
Over 100? 100. Yeah, over 100 is a felony.
Okay, I don't know.
Not that I've ever done that.
Oh, we've done that.
Yeah.
When?
This was year, like...
Seven and a half years? Oh, perfect. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, of course it was 7 years.
Statute of limitation plus 6 months.
Everything bad I did was 8 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
Mark, yeah. We have Friends Back East.
We do. And you can go to our Friends Back East to have the 12-Step Gazette. You can go to 12stepgazette.com, where they are currently writing it in blog form, and there's daily stories on there. And
there's a story about that has us in it.
Yeah, and so check it out. Or you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE and read the Southern California version of the 12-Step Gazette.
Awesome. People listen to the show.
Kylie's going, I sure wish I paid attention when I was sitting in the peanut gallery all the time at the end.
I like that. The answer to that was... Where do you think they could listen to the show at?
If it were me, I'd probably go on recovery101.net, but that's just me.
Yes.
As I turn and show her the back of my shirt.
Yeah. I can't see the back
that's
of
right.
your shirt.
Yeah.
No.
And you know, you could also go to last30days.com.
You could go to last30days.com.
Mm-hmm.
Either with a 30 or with 30 spelled out.
You can go to recovery101.rocks.
Yes, you could.
Awesome.
And it's find our show.
We try. I swear to God, I tried to get We Smoked Rocks.
Long
we
gone.
Smoked not rocks.
Long
gone.
Gone.
All the drug reference things for rocks was gone like instantly, and people were reselling them already.
Oh, shit.
You know, they bought them for $9, and now they're selling them for $269 or $500.
Yeah. $40 in a pack of smokes.
$40 in a pack. Absolutely. If you go to recovery101.net, it's real easy to join Podomatic if you are a member of Facebook, because you can simply do sign up with Facebook, and it'll log you in like Tootsuite, and you can do all the things we ask you to do. You can like, you can follow, you can leave comments. It really helps us with our rankings there. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to join the secret group, you can message Shelley Burnett or Bruce Burnett, or you can go on the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page and make a message there, and we will invite you to the group. To all the people in that group, you guys should really become members of Podomatic and comment there the way you comment at our group on Facebook. Our numbers would get significantly better, I think.
Yeah.
We've got an email address. Oh, don't forget Recovery Idol.
Anybody sent anything yet?
Well, I have a thing that was in the last show.
Okay.
That we put up.
Okay.
Which is a gal from England. It's just spoken word.
Okay.
Wasn't really sent in as a submission. Okay. Got it on Fiverr.com.
Okay.
I could rap for you guys.
Perfect.
Me and Shelly.
Oh, Shelly? Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude.
I can't sing, but I can rap.
Right.
I've heard you rap. I've heard Shelly rap. I've seen Shelly. I've seen Shelly twerk.
Do we have an email address?
While she was rapping. Yes, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Mark, who's the lead out music by?
Kill Devil Rum Club.
Oh, my God. You always pull one from way back.
KDRC, baby.
KDRC. Kylie, thanks for being on the show. What's your... How do you want to say goodbye? I'm going to say that. Yeah, I'm just giving you a second to think of this. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
If you're going to leave a comment, please don't have it be about how weird my voice sounds.